Amen. Well, you know, we've been talking through Psalm 96 and seeing how we, the children of God, can declare His glory in the earth. And today we're going to look at the first statement or the first declaration in verse 4, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. How many believe we serve a great God? Great is the Lord. Oh, you love those words? Why don't you just all say them with me? Ready? One, two, three. Great is the Lord. Don't you just want to say it again? Great is the Lord. You know, when we say it, and we do, we say it, we sing it, but I'm not sure whether we really understand what it means, and I'm not sure whether we ever really will. Because the truth is, He is so great beyond what we can think or imagine. And, you know, I'm not going to try and help you understand that today, but my intention today is not to try and help you understand His greatness, but, you know, I think there's plenty of things that you can look at to do that. You know, I would advise you to go and watch, if you haven't already seen it, Louis Giglio's Indescribable. He's got a whole thing on Great is the Lord, and he talks about the galaxies, and he talks about the creation, and he talks about a human body. And when you go into the intricate details of all those things, you begin to see how great our God is. I'm not going to do that this morning, but what I want to do is, even though He is more powerful than we will ever need, He's mighty, He's awesome, He's huge, He's majestic. Come on. He's a universe maker, a life creator, a heart former, and the list goes on and on. Even though He's all these things, what I want to talk to you about today is the fact that He is still personally, intimately interested in you and in me. Can you even, I mean, our minds really can't even contain that. That a great and mighty God that created heaven and earth wants to have a personal relationship with you. He still wants to hold us, to help us, and to heal us. I want to talk about those three things today, to hold us, to help us, and to heal us from Psalm 33. So if you've got your Bibles, you can turn there. We're going to stay there for this morning. I'm going to talk through the whole chapter, the whole psalm. It starts out by saying, "Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise Him. Praise the Lord with melodies on the lyre. Make music for Him on the 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to Him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy." I'm not going to talk into that one because next week Tatum is going to talk into He deserves all our praise. But from verse 4 I want to read, "For He holds us. For the word of the Lord holds true. And we can trust everything He does. He loves whatever is just and good. An unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth." The unfailing love. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. His word, church, is solid. His word is solid to the core. "For the word of the Lord holds true," the psalmist says. We can trust it. We can live by it. It holds us in His very arms, in His very care. God loves what is good. It says God loves what is just and right because that is who He is. He is just. He is right. And living a life of good and right holds us safely in His hand, holds us safely under His wings, as Psalm 91 tells us. This love of His that fills the earth, this love that is faithful, it's never ending. It's all consuming. When we put ourselves in a place of nearness to God, His love will always be available to us. And I just want to encourage you right now, you know, after Easter when we start announcing these nearness nights, or even this Wednesday night meeting here with the transformation, with the Centre for Change people, put yourself in a position. Position yourself to get closer to God. Position yourself to come near to God, because God wants to hold us. He wants to hold each and every one of us close. Psalm 33 verses 6 to 9 says, "The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born. He assigned the seas its boundaries and he locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his very command. He is an awe-inspiring creator. You know, one incredible fact that I did research, you know, the sun, which most of you will probably know, is one of trillions of stars. We know this in the galaxy. You know, it's 93 miles away from Earth. Yeah, I left out the million, that's right. How good would it, we'd be dead if it was 93 miles. It is 93, I told you, this is not my strong suit, guys. I should have just left it to Louis and gone with the other thing. Anyway, let me finish. 93 million miles from Earth, and it's millions of times bigger than Earth. And you know what? The reason I said that is because in this verse it says, he breathed the word and all the stars were born. If the sun is 93 million miles away and it's one of the smallest stars, imagine how big some of the other ones are. In the galaxies, we will never know that, but he breathed the stars. Come on, this is our God. This is the great God. He breathed and the stars. He created man and he breathed life into him. However, when he did speak, when darkness was all over the earth, and he did speak and he did declare and he said, let there be light, and there was. No sooner had he said it than it was done. No sooner had he spoken the words and it happened. This is our God. What he said came into being because he is great, because he's mighty, because he is all powerful. He's magnificent. And I'm telling you today, there is nothing he cannot do. There is nothing that you are facing, there is nothing that you're involved in that your God cannot come through for you. If he can breathe stars into the galaxy, he can help you. He can come into your world, he can come into your life, and he can turn around what needs to turn around in your life. Psalm 95 verse 4 to 7 says, he holds in his hand the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people that he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. If only you would listen to his voice today. He holds the earth in his hands, but he holds you in his hands. He's formed the land by his hand, but he formed you by his hand. We are the ones that he watches over, his children. We are his children under his care. We are the ones that he loves. The psalmist finishes with, listen to his voice today. God wants to speak to you today. God wants to talk to you today. He wants to tell you, I'm holding you. He holds us in his hand. No matter what you're going through, he holds you in his hand, and he carries you. He's with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. This is the God of the universe that I'm talking about today. The one that breathed the stars into heaven holds you in his hand, holds me in his hand. He holds us. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. It doesn't say I might. It says I will. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you with my victorious right hand. He holds us in his victorious hand. He holds us. He helps us. Verse 10 and 11 of Psalm 33. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. For the Lord's plan stands firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. See, God has a plan for this world. The world that we live in right now, God has a plan for it. He always has. He always will. And his plan will stand firm. It will not be shaken. And so his people, listen to this, the plans of God for this world will not be shaken. And so his people can stand firm and should not be shaken. And not be shaken. He will help us stand. He will help us stand firm because he's creator of all things. He can bring down any army. He can bring down any government, any demon in hell anytime he wants. Let's never forget that. He could have brought down the angels when he was on the cross to save him. He could have looked like he was in victory on the cross, but he chose to take the shame of the cross. He chose to die on that cross so that we could have victory today. He chose to do that. That was his plan. Isaiah 40, verse 28 and 29 says, "Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth." Hear this, people. He never grows weary or weak. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. God is not tired. He's not tired of all that's going on around us. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't grow weary. He's the everlasting God. He's the one who is able to help us. He's the one who is able to do and give us strength when we need it, to do what we need him to do when we are weary. However, he doesn't always do it the way we want him to. He doesn't always do it the way we think he should. Sometimes we have in our mind, "God, if you could just do this for me." But we've got to trust that his ways are higher than ours. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord." Sometimes I think we need to hear that because we have a whole lot of thoughts that we think God should know about. And you know what? He does know about them. But his thoughts are far higher than our thoughts. "My ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." You know, we can look around at our world and often our life and wonder why God is allowing things to happen the way they are. Here's the thing. He's far greater than us when it comes to strategies and plans. He knows what you need more than you do. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows all that is going on. He's very aware of everything that's happening right now. And he can move, and he will, at any time and in any space. And he will make things right. Right according to his plans and purposes. Right according to his ways and his thoughts, not ours. Our thoughts, if we think about how great God is, we're talking about a God that breathed the galaxies. Our thoughts are so inferior to his. How can we even begin to think that we could understand the mind of an eternal God, a mighty creator, an infinite being? Psalm 33, verses 12 to 15 says, "What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he's chosen as his inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. From his throne, he observes all who live on the earth. He made their hearts so he understands everything they do." You can be sure of this. He's watching over all that goes on. He's ready to help. He's ready to help at any moment, and he will. He will rescue you. He watches over you. He is your help in times of trouble. The Bible says that he is our strong tower, and we are to run into that strong tower anytime, and we should. That's where we should run. That's where we should run when we need help. Too often we're running to too many different things. We should run into our strong tower. We should run into God and allow God to help us as we run into him. Any time that we want, his question will always be, "How can I help?" You know, even before you ask, he knows the answer, but he loves us enough to give us the chance to verbalize those words, to say, God, I need you. God, would you help me? Because he's a loving Father. He's a great and mighty God, but he's a loving Father. He's a good, good God. He helps us. He holds us. He helps us. And he heals us. Psalm 33, verses 16 to 19, it says, the best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. You know, these first verses tell us clearly that the best equipped armies, the greatest kings and the greatest governments, as strong as they may be, cannot save us and will not save us. The only one that is able to rescue us from what is coming to this earth is Jesus. The only one. We have to know that God watches over those that know him and fear him. And it's his unfailing love that will bring the healing to our communities and our nations. You know, it's nothing that we can do. I mean, we need to be Jesus. We need to be reaching out to people. We need to be showing the love of Jesus to people. We need to be doing that. But let me tell you, what's coming on the earth in the future is only going to be, we are only going to be rescued by God and God alone. No armies, no governments, no kings, no matter how powerful they may be, cannot rescue humanity from what will come. You know, when we're talking about healing, we are talking about Jesus rescuing us from the greatest enemy, and that's sin. Rescuing us from sin. You know, God wants to heal everyone. He would have that none should perish. He wants everyone to come to that place of understanding that there is a God that loves them, that there is a God that died for them. He gave us Jesus. He sent Jesus and his perfect Son to make a way for us to be rescued from sin. He's made a way for humanity to come to that place where they don't need to fear the enemy. They don't need to fear sin. They can be rescued from sin. We can be rescued from sin through Jesus. We can be rescued from where sin ends up, which is death. Jesus made a way for us to be healed from sin. God wants to heal everyone. He wants his heart of love for mankind is so great that he made it possible for us to be rescued from sin and death. He gave us Jesus, and Jesus wants to heal us. Jesus wants to bring healing to our body. Jesus wants to bring spiritual healing to each and every one of us by giving us his life, by giving his life for us, by leaving us the Holy Spirit, by allowing the Holy Spirit to walk with us every single day. We can know healing in our life. We can know spiritual healing. He wants to heal us in our spirit, physical body. You know, when we call out to him, when we trust him, he heals us. Because when he went to the cross, his body was broken, his blood was shed for our wholeness, for every part of our body. And so I believe we can walk in his healing power. We can walk knowing that he's touched us in body, soul, and spirit. He heals us in our emotional self when we allow his word to work in our mind, when we replace lies with the truth. You know, everywhere you look now, there's a whole lot of self-help type, self-talk type teaching going on. You know, the importance of meditation, the importance of changing the pathways of your brain. Like, you've been told this, we'll change it with this. It's all in the Word of God. Has been for years and years and years and years and years. Because this is the way we change the wrong thinking of our mind. This is the way we understand that what we've been fed over many, many years comes from the pit of hell, which is a lie. We've been told that we're worthless. We've been told that we're no good. They're all lies because God says the opposite of us. And so that's why it's so important that we need to be in the Word and allow the Word to change the lies that we believe about ourselves with the truth from what God says about us. Because the truest thing about you is what God says about you, not what anybody else has ever said about you. And so our emotional health depends on us understanding the power of the Word of God to change the wrong thinking and the behavior of our life. He wants to heal us in our mind. When we discern deception, He wants to help us renounce it. He wants to have us live in a place where the Holy Spirit is working with us and saying, don't go down that path, don't do that. That's not going to be a wise place to go, because He loves us and He wants to care for us and He wants us to live in abundant life, because Jesus came to give us life to the full. So we live healed and whole when we are in relationship with Jesus. This is the great God that breathed the galaxies. He wants you to live healed and whole. When you are in relationship with Him, you will know what it is to live healed, to live whole. Can you hold whole? Jesus loves us. He wants us to be found in Him. But you know, it's only in Jesus. It's only when Jesus is a part of our life that we will live healed and whole. Otherwise, if He's not, we are sick and broken and we stay there. And that's not God's plan. He loves us so much. He wants to rescue everyone. He wants everyone to be whole in Him. Let's never forget, right at this moment, there's so many people that you know and I know that are still trapped in this place of brokenness and sickness. So many people that you and I know that are lost in sin and deception. And it's happening more and more where people are being deceived by the enemy. And we need to be on, we need to be alert. The Bible tells us to stay alert, church, stay alert. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Reach out to people that you know are in deception. Reach out to people that don't know that there's a God that loves them. There's a God that wants to help them. There's a God that wants to make them well. Let's never forget those that don't yet know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Our Robbie team can come. He holds us. He helps us. He heals us. I just believe that the Lord wants to encourage you today. He's saying, I'm holding you. I'm holding you in my hand of victory. I'm helping you. All you need to do is call and I'm there. I'm watching over you. So the Bible says He watches over those that fear Him. His eyes are on you and He heals you and He continues to heal. Because we're appropriating the cross in our life every day. And with that comes healing every day. Verses 20 to 22 says, we put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Do you trust in His holy name today? Trust in His holy name. Let Your unfailing love surround us, Lord. For our hope is in You alone. We put our hope in a great big God who breathed the stars into the galaxies, who spoke the darkness, spoke into the darkness and light appeared. And you know, He hasn't stopped speaking light into darkness. He's still doing that today, speaking light. Actually, He's sending light, because Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And so He's sending you, His light, into a dark world. I love that thought when you think about, in the beginning, darkness was over the face of the earth. And He said, let there be light, and there was light. Think about how powerful that is. And then He says, and now I'm sending you to be the light of the world. I'm sending you into the darkness. So don't underestimate what your life can bring into dark situations. For those of you that are in dark areas, you know, in your workplace or your family. You are the light that God's sending into that darkness. He's sending you forth. And if God can bring light into the whole of the earth, He can use you to bring light into the darkness of someone's heart and someone's life. He created a world and all the details in it. He created the human body and the intricate details that make us that function as well as it does. No matter what is going on, we can trust our God. We can trust Him to rescue us. We can trust Him to hold us, to help us, and to heal us. He's the only one that can. Nothing else in this world is going to be able to bring healing and hope to us like our God. He's the only one that can. His love is unfailing and never ending. He's always loved you and He always will. No one else can love you for eternity and promise a home with you in eternity but this awesome, amazing God that we love and serve. The one who can, one that we can admire because of His greatness, but at the same time, He's the one that we can be in relationship with in such an intimate way. That He comes and He sits with us and He speaks to us. Comes and He hears your cry. He even keeps your tears. That's how much He loves us. That's how much He wants to walk with us. That's how much He wants to be there for us. I wonder, would you bow your heads with me, please? Just want to ask this morning, if you don't have a relationship with this amazing God that I've talked about today, we want to give you that opportunity today to maybe raise your hand, and if you're in the house, raise your hand, and we'd love to pray with you after the service and introduce you to this amazing God. If you're online and you're watching from home, you can email us at melbourne@dreambuilders.church and we'd be happy to talk to you, pray with you. If that's you today, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, why don't you just raise your hand now so I can see it? I'd love to talk to you after the service. I just want to encourage every single one of us today, take a moment or take several moments this week to stop and remember how great our God is. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank You. We thank You that You loved us enough to send Your Son. We thank You, Jesus, that You were prepared to pay the ultimate price so that we could be in relationship with You. That we don't ever have to live without You. We don't have to be separated from You, because You made a place where we can go and stay with You for eternity, be in relationship with You for all of eternity. And I pray today that each one of us will get a fresh revelation of what it means to really know You, really know You in a great way. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's thank Karen for that word, church. What an amazing God we serve. He's a great God. And you know, one of the ways that we can praise Him and worship Him is through giving. And so I'm just going to ask our team if they just put the ways to give up on the screen for us here, and also for our online church family also. The different ways that we can actually give, you'll see them there through our direct. You can directly into our bank account give directly via online banking. The BSBN account number's there. You can also give going to our webpage, dreambuilders.church, and look for the Melbourne location. Click on the giving link, and you can give there, or if you've got the Tithely app on your phone, search for Dream Builders Church Melbourne on your Tithely app, and you can give that way as well. So whether you're watching online or whether you're here in the building, let's honor our amazing God. Let's be faithful to Him. Let's honor Him by bringing His tithe to Him, by giving offerings. Thank you to everyone that is doing that week in, week out. That way, we as a church continue to be able to fulfill all that God's got in store for us and wants us to do in a missional sense. So it's been a fantastic morning. Thanks for everyone online who's been with us. We just want to bless you in Jesus' name. Have a fantastic week, and thank you for joining us.